bottles of liquid zeolite.
There's a mad scramble among the Republicans to figure out who's in and who's out heading into a presidential election year. Mike Huckabee now saying, hey, I might change my mind on that whole presidential bid thing. How about that? Mitt Romney officially announcing later today he's doing a coast-to-coast tour. Sarah Palin, just a question mark. Governor Chris Christie says no when he's pressed about it, but a lot of people are pushing and courting him. Will he ultimately change his mind? I mean, he hasn't completely ruled it out, so who knows? You need a scorecard to keep up with all the moves on the Republican side of the aisle. And that makes it interesting. We'll see if there is enough wind in some of their sails to continue going down that course. Because remember, it's all about raising a ton of money. President Obama says by the end of June, they hope to have at least by then 60 million. And remember, the goal is a billion. How crazy is that? $1 billion for an incumbent president to rerun again. In case you didn't hear it, as we start on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, tornadoes have touched down in 7 Massachusetts towns. 7. Including Springfield. People were horrified looking out the window and seeing this dark funnel cloud, thinking, I'm not in Kansas. I'm not in Nebraska. I'm not in Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, or Missouri. Welcome to the world as it is now of Mother Nature. And tornadoes have touched down before in Massachusetts, just not this deadly in a very long time. 4 people officially have died. That number could climb, maybe not too high. It looks as though there are mostly injuries, cuts and bruises and scratches and all that sort of stuff. That's the good news, but there's power outages and roofs that were torn off, debris basically all over the place. That war zone look, only not as many people dying. Thank goodness. That's the good news. State of emergency declared in Massachusetts. You know, talking about keeping score, state of emergency, if there was a big board somewhere in the White House and you had all the states on it, half of it would be covered in red. That's how bad it's gotten through a couple of different things, whether it's floods and what happened with the Mississippi, the man-made deal, or whether we're talking about tornadoes. It's been pretty rough the last 3 months, really. 3 months have been terrible. Speaking of terrible, I think it's terrible to continue to drag out some of these decisions relating to too many lives in this country, young lives, who, you know where I'm going with this, who serve over and over and over again. And so many, I said this in my last show, they don't complain. We're all a bunch of whiners about something, right? A lot of them just do not complain. So I tip my cap to them coming off of a Memorial Day weekend. And you just have to ask the question out loud, where are we headed in Afghanistan? Hamid Karzai tears in to the U.S., infuriates the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, even though he's a short-timer, and he's asking the questions that we've been talking about. I mean, of course, you don't want civilian deaths in Afghanistan. It is a challenge, but you know what, and doing joint investigations is probably the better thing than saying, I'm going after the United States. And Gates specifically responded, responsible for 80% of the civilian casualties are the Taliban. Look around, man, the Taliban, they're part of the biggest problem. Also, he talked about the fact that while he's going out the door, he's going to emphasize the importance of keeping up our relationships with Asia. And, of course, he's visiting the area, so it makes sense that he would be asked about whatever our presence is going to be there. Because we only have so many troops and so many positions and places where we can put people. Here's Gates.
This is a continuing challenge that we face in the kind of war that we fight in Afghanistan. And I think joint investigations of these incidents when they happen are important so that we can mutually figure out what exactly happened and what if anything went wrong. I think that General Petraeus has a good dialogue with President Karzai about these incidents. I think we need to go back to the reality that about 80% of the civilian casualties in Afghanistan are caused by the Taliban, who are clearly now, even more than before, targeting civilians, not even using them to shelter among, but to just go after them with IEDs and so on. So, well, I think that the critical message is that even as we look at potential budget reductions, there is no slackening of the U.S. commitment to our presence in Asia. We are a Pacific nation. We will remain a Pacific nation. We will remain engaged. And we will continue to build relationships with friends, partners, and allies.
That sounds good. Continue to build relationships. Speaking of relationships, going from the buzz over Afghanistan and what are we going to do there and Karzai's comments, you heard Gates put them down, to the debt ceiling. That's another big fat question mark hanging over our backs, because it is. We're the taxpayers. We're stuck. We're on the hook. Are we defaulting on loans or are we raising the debt ceiling? You know, pound for pound, what's going to happen here? If I were a betting person, wink, wink, I would bet on the fact that we're going to push that ceiling upward. We're going to raise the debt ceiling, of course, figuratively. We're going to do that because otherwise we're going to be right there in the stocks trying to explain why we defaulted. Here's Lynn Woolsey talking about the debt ceiling really a problem because it's designed to implode.
Last night, the majority played a game of chicken with the global financial credibility of the United States, holding a vote on the debt ceiling that was designed to fail.
And sure enough, it did. Democrats jumped to the other side, and it was kind of a phony vote. In the meantime, John Boehner has said, enough of this. We're going to push this to June. This has to happen in June. Forget the whole July or August thing. I can't imagine, I'll say it again, that the debt ceiling isn't raised. It's infuriating, the idea that we're even in this position. It's like being on the hook for the losses in the auto industry. But the spin out of Washington is, oh, GM and Chrysler, they've paid back a chunk of their loans. Isn't that terrific? We thought we were going to be really stuck with $80 billion, but instead it's only $14. Woohoo! We only got to pay off 14. I didn't approve those loans, did you? Yep. Coming up, we're going to look at the Casey Anthony case, the latest twist there. Also, Congressman Weiner in the middle of a hacking controversy. You know what I'm talking about? He said, I'm sorry, I was a little stiff yesterday. What does that mean? I'll explain.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. the original since 1976.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
All right, as we continue to kick the can down that lonely highway here on America Tonight, I'll tell you what, is justice going to be served up in the case of Kaylee Anthony? Because you know what? Ultimately, that's what it's about. I'm for the victims. This was a 2-year-old girl who died, maybe at the hands of her mother. Was she chloroformed accidentally to death just to be quiet so that her mother could party? Was there something else that happened? You know, her defense team, Casey Anthony, who's 25, her defense team said she was molested by her father. And when her daughter drowned in the pool, he told her not to say anything, and they ultimately got rid of her little body. There are all kinds of crazy accusations and twists and different things that are coming out here in the very beginning of this trial that's expected to last probably through the end of July. And ultimately, she could get life in prison, capital punishment, or she could walk out of the courthouse. Some lawyers think that she'll be able to walk out of the courthouse because there's going to be somebody that says there's just frankly not enough evidence. Kaylee, by the way, was seen last time ever on the planet Earth, June 16, 2008. But she wasn't reported missing until July 15th. So Casey Anthony, just a re-rack here in case you don't know the story, is charged with 7 counts in Kaylee's death, including first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, and misleading police. So she could get the death penalty. She's pleading not guilty. She says she didn't harm her daughter or have anything to do with the disappearance of her little girl. Investigators are saying that they've uncovered some things that don't match up with what she's been saying on the stand. Interesting. Lee Anthony talked about Casey Anthony and the fact that she was a little bit vengeful. Take a listen.
At one point, she said that Kaylee was missing, that someone had kidnapped her.
Now take a listen to the prosecutor talking about this this trial. So you can stand me up at the gates of hell. Basically, that was the prosecutor saying that. Basically, that Casey Anthony is spiteful, and that's what this is about. The prosecutor has his work cut out for him in this case because there's only one juror, two jurors that need to say, this didn't happen. To re-rack this, to re-rack what's happened here and keep a handle on all the things that have happened in this trial that's captivated, in this trial so far that's captivated so many people. The prosecution says Anthony wasn't looking for her daughter during the month she was missing. Instead, she was staying with her boyfriend, spending time in Orlando with a bunch of friends, going to parties, shopping, hitting nightclubs. She even went to a hot body contest. That just doesn't sound like someone who's concerned about their daughter. You have a daughter, she's missing for 30 days. And you're in a hot body contest. I don't think so. The boyfriend, friends, and acquaintances all say she never even mentioned her daughter being missing during the time and that they noticed nothing different about her demeanor. So is she cold and calculating and knew exactly what she was doing? Or is there some other crazy twist to the story? We definitely have not heard the last of this. Definitely have not. All right, speaking of strange twists. The congressman from New York, Anthony Weiner, has been in the soup now for a couple of days, and the media has been all over him. If you haven't heard this story, I mean, he's been saying some funny things. When he gets on talk shows, he just sort of lets it, he just lets it rip. They're trying to figure out whether he was the butt of a joke or not. They're investigating it. The Capitol Police actually is investigating it. And they're talking about a photograph, this photograph that looks like it's him, but it really probably isn't him. And he has been the target of people and jokesters and comedians and stuff before. And the Twitter feed that he sent out poked fun, or the Twitter feed that was out poked fun at Justice Clarence Thomas. And he's saying that, you know, this wasn't his Twitter. There was a lewd picture of supposedly it's Weiner, Anthony Weiner, Congressman Weiner, in his, you know, with his privates and boxers that was sent on his Twitter feed. He has 45,000 Twitter followers, so they got that picture. Now that it's being investigated as to who did that. I'm laughing because it's amazing how powerful Twitter has become and what Twitter has done to either punk somebody where someone's been hacked into their account, or whether they've said something off the cuff that just didn't come out right and it's cost them a job or it's cost them something else and they've had to come out and apologize. Here's what he said about the hacking controversy.
It was a hoax. It was someone sending a picture of a wiener on Wiener's account. It's one of the jokes I've been getting since I was 5 years old. We're going to try to find out the source of the photograph. We're going to try to find out if it was manipulated, if it was something that came off of my account or something that was dropped in. But frankly, you know, we're treating this the way I think you should treat it. It's a hoax. It was a joke. The woman that this was apparently sent to says she doesn't know me, and I certainly don't know her.
Yeah. So here he is, a congressman, and crotch shots are being sent to this woman through his supposedly secure Twitter account. You can imagine. So it's not a surprise that people are asking him about it. Somebody hacked in. That's apparently what's happened. And they're trying to figure out who it was that was able to get to Wiener. It does bring up the question that maybe you can't have congressmen and senators tweeting from the various meetings they're in or at their offices on the Hill, because how secure is their stuff anyway? Whatever they put out on Twitter should be innocent enough, but that was supposedly a secure Twitter account, and somebody was able to bust through on it. So I think you have to rethink that. Although these politicians can't get enough of the social media, they saw how Barack Obama was elected through the emails and the email blasts and telling people to meet up at a certain place. And I don't think that that's going away. But I think it's kind of scary that the congressman was a victim of that, because then you wonder about the other people who are also his colleagues who are doing the same thing, and what are the odds that they could be hacked in to as well. Certainly he's not the first or the last person to go through that. So actually I think it's kind of troublesome to say the least that someone was able to get in there, and let's hope that the investigation yields something, some kind of clue as to who did that and who are the other people maybe that they've hacked into, because I guarantee it's not just him. You got to give the congressman credit. What a sense of humor he has. He knows how to just turn it around and and say, listen, do you think I sent this woman this crotch shot? I'm telling you, I'm not the one who sent that. And I think people believe him, but they're investigating nonetheless. Hang with us. More to come on the flip side.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Welcome to the show, Coast to Coast, nooks and crannies and all that sort of stuff. We're going to take you to Space Coast in a minute. Big shout out to our fine affiliate, WMEL. Not happening on the Space Coast. We're going to do that in a second. But before we do, remember, I want your thoughts on the government saying what a great deal this is, that Chrysler and GM are paying back some money. When the reality is, we're losing $14 billion of the auto money, of those funds that were thrown out. And the president, of course, is visiting, like I said, a Chrysler plant in Ohio on Friday to talk about how successful the company has been. That's why I said, you know, are you buying American? Do you look at that and say, well, you know what, I'm going to help them get on the right road? Beyond that, here's the question, just $14 billion like it's nothing. Oh, $14 billion, because you know why? We were sweating it. We were thinking we were going to be in the hole for some crazy amount of money. We were thinking we were going to be in the hole for, like, you know, $80 billion of that bailout money. So that's close. We're getting close. You know, it's like when the mafiosas, instead of breaking your hands, you know, when they used to, and they probably still do, extort money from people, they would settle for a big chunk of it, and then they'd still have the vig on you. So, hey, better to get a little of something than I don't have to break all your knuckles. So, good thing we got as much as we did, because, you know, 60%, wow, we thought we were going to lose $80 billion. Did we tell you that? Crazy. So I say that's not a complete success, all right? And then I'm wondering if they're paying some money back, they got to be making some money. So are people buying Chryslers and GMs. Send me your thoughts or throw out your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. Like I said, we have a whole bunch of other things to get to, too. Like the fact that you had tornadoes, sadly, that slammed into Massachusetts. That devastation that we've seen in Alabama, that we've seen in Joplin, Missouri. Nowhere near that, but still, 4 people were killed in Springfield, Massachusetts. That's crazy. I mean, you just don't think of tornadoes in Massachusetts. I'm not saying it's an impossibility. Anything's possible with Mother Nature and the right weather pattern, but it's unusual. It's unusual. I mean, even Springfield, you might be talking a little bit more hurricane, but not really tornado. Not really. All right, let's head to the Space Coast. And you know where that is, right? We're talking about, you know, Cocoa Beach, where Ron John's, the famous gigantic surf shop with everything you can imagine. You see people, you can be anywhere in the country, I swear, and you'll see someone with a faded Ron John hat or T-shirt, and they might not have gotten it in Florida, but it's the brand. It's the brand that everybody gets. Well, anyway, it's not about T-shirts and hats. It's about jellyfish and the Endeavor coming back to Earth. We were on the air when that happened. How exciting was that? Telling you about it live. I really, really, really enjoy listening to the commander of the Endeavor. I mean, this guy is one cool customer. He happens to be married to Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and that kind of put him more on the map. But I've heard him speak before, and he's been on many missions before, and he does just such a fine job of giving you the straight sort of layman's skinny on, you know, on what happened. And you could tell he was excited. They had done the mission, had come back, mixed feelings, you know, it's the end of the line. Here's what Mark Kelly said.
It's great to be back here at the Kennedy Space Center. It's great to be bringing Endeavor back in great shape. It looks like it's ready to go do another mission, but this is going to be the last flight. Mission went great.
Okay, so mission went great. Everyone's back safe and sound. And they did 4 spacewalks, went up to the International Space Station with a bag of bolts and some other things that they needed up there. And now the crazy thing is Atlantis is left. And after that, we got to hitch a ride for $50 million per person because we don't have something in the wings. There's not some big secret revelation, you know, that's going to be revealed, some rocket or whatever. Of course, there's conversation about what's happening next, but it's not there. It's not ready to go. It's not ready to roll, in other words, which is unusual because for 30 years we've had the shuttle. So really most of my life, we've had the shuttle. That's what I saw. That's what I talked about, the shuttle, and then, of course, the past history. It's funny because I'm such a big fan of space exploration, I guess, and just what they do, some of the things that they've been able to do at NASA. I was watching, I don't know how many of you have seen this, but it's a movie, but go back and watch The Right Stuff. I love that movie. And The Right Stuff really shows you John Glenn, Gus Grissom, all the original astronauts, how the program, it's Hollywoodized, but how the program got started. And that kind of gets you, I don't know, sort of geeked up for space exploration, I guess. If the Challenger hadn't have blown up, I wonder how many people, you know, a teacher, a doctor, a journalist, who knows, an actor, an everyday schmo, who would have gone up, how many would have gone up on flights. But once Christy McAuliffe was killed, that kind of iced that whole deal, unless you'd pay a fortune and go through Russia, which several Americans, by the way, did do. As I said, there was more news on the Space Coast, and I got a couple of letters from some of you talking about the jellyfish. You know, they're talking about different numbers, but the Portuguese jellyfish or the purplish jellyfish were showing up from that same area, from Cocoa to Cape Canaveral, of course. And it was Memorial Day weekend, this past weekend, so there were people that got stung, and then there were other people that just, you know, stayed out of the water. And I've said this before, if you spend any time near an ocean, I grew up on the Atlantic Ocean, this is part of the deal. You're going to get creatures. I mean, you're jumping into their environment. And Cocoa Beach is great because it's one of those beaches where you can go in, you can body surf, you can grab a boogie board, whatever. There are surfers. There's a lot that you can actually do on that beach. And they just had to wait for the wave of the jellyfish to go through. I called somebody when we got off the air and asked, you know, is this somebody I know who lives there? And I asked, is this exaggerated? And she told me, well, slightly exaggerated. Yes, there was just an amazing amount of jellyfish, and there were some people who had gotten stung, and nobody was hospitalized, which we told you, except for that it makes for interesting conversation. It is water cooler buzz. So in Florida, people are talking about homemade remedies and ways to take the sting out of the jellyfish getting a hold of you. And, of course, that makes sense, right? That's the common denominator now. What do you do if you get stung by a jellyfish? So here's what some beachgoers had to say.
The jellyfish stung me.
He's yelling, owie, 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 and she's sitting on the other side screaming that she got stung.
Honestly, I'm just scared I might get stung.
So you heard the kids. And, you know, that's a kid thing. Because then forever and a day, those kids will be talking about that. Oh, you know, I almost got stung by a jellyfish. My sister got stung by a jellyfish. My brother got stung by a jellyfish. And it's like the telephone game. The details over the years will get bigger and more exaggerated. But now this is what will happen. They'll have something to talk about. Sadly, the people in Massachusetts, like I mentioned, in Springfield, they really do have something to talk about when it comes to the tornadoes that just ripped through there. There's that roar that you hear that people talk about, where it sounds like a train. You had heavy winds. You had wind damage. About 24 communities. So that's a lot. You had a lot of roofs that were ripped off. You know, it's like that can opener effect. Also trees that were uprooted. There was debris all over the place. And sadly, 4 people were killed. Lucky it wasn't more than that. Because if you look at Springfield, you got about 150,000, give or take, there. That's 90 miles west of Boston. And it's interesting because now you have video cameras all over the place that are capturing images. And they had a mounted camera that got some of the footage of the funnel that was filled with debris as it went through the downtown and then ultimately crossed the Connecticut River. So, of course, the governor, Deval Patrick, declared a state of emergency. I mean, how many states of emergency have been declared? There's a sad trivia question for you. In the last 2 months across the nation. And they had to call in National Guardsmen after the storms because, of course, what are you going to do? You got to move the debris, which is all over the place, certainly in this town. And they say that, you know, people who have lived there for a long time, they've never seen Springfield the way it looks now, where you have roofs laying the street. You see houses where most of the house is gone. You see a church steeple that was just completely knocked over. And so many trees, which is why the National Guard and the state of emergency then have just blocked off way too many roads. 40 people in all, because there were other injuries, had to go into the hospital for various things, being hit by trees and being hit by other things that were flying that were part of the high winds. And then, of course, ultimately, what happens to the electricity? 55,000 people without power. Oh, my. Coming up, we're heading to the mailbag.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order 3 of any qualified pack, you will get the 4th one absolutely free. That's the buy. buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're heading down the final stretch here in this hour of America Tonight. Talking about a couple of different things, including, you know, the jellyfish deal. You just heard some of the kids and their reaction to being stung by a jellyfish, or would they be stung by a jellyfish. A lot of people, as I said, talking about what are the remedies? What are the remedies for it? I heard meat tenderizer. Cop chimes in as well. He sent me a chat message. He says meat tenderizer. In fact, my friend Rob Drockler, who lives off the beach in Carolina, said they just put the meat tenderizer in the bag. If you just throw it in your beach bag, it's just like the sunscreen. Who cares? And you don't have to worry about it, because he has the same philosophy as me. Loves the ocean, wants to body surf, is not concerned about it, but realizes, yeah, you know, there's a chance jellyfish could come by, so why not be prepared? Also, we were talking about this crazy thing with Massachusetts and the twisters that have really downed not just the power lines and the power outages, which is huge, killed four people, injured a bunch of people, four dozen people plus out at the hospitals, the area hospitals, most because they were scratched and scraped up and other things happened to them with the high winds. But when you have the downing of so many trees, blocking off areas, hitting houses, just really disastrous, and people not expecting it, not thinking that a tornado funnel cloud is going to rip through that area. Not that it's impossible, because we've seen in the last couple of years, who's to say that, okay, there's Tornado Alley for all of our friends in Missouri and Kansas and Illinois and Minnesota. You can get them in Texas and Oklahoma, Nebraska. We can name a lot of the places, but nothing's out of bounds. Let's just say that nothing's out of bounds anymore. And Jack says, Only twisters I ever saw was when I was driving. Twin funnels touched down either side of the highway and started moving together with me in the middle. I floored it. Good thing the car was a rental. Shot past a highway patrol cruiser. Wow. He saw what I was running from. He did the same. And here's what I like. He also throws this in. I love the power of a Pontiac G6. After the twisters died, I pulled off at the next exit. This is Jack's story, and stopped at the Dairy Queen when the trooper caught up. He made it clear if it wasn't for the twisters, I'd be in a world of trouble. And I think some of you have these stories where you narrowly escaped. When I worked for a very brief time in a place called Kearney, Nebraska, salt of the earth people, by the way, in Tornado Alley. There were a couple of tornadoes that touched down. One of them I went after. They sent me out, just go, you know, it'll be fine. Of course, it was fine until a twister was on the other side of me. It was a little bit in the distance, maybe, I'm going to say, less than a mile. But it was pretty scary. People were huddled under a bridge, so I just pulled up underneath that overpass. It was fine. The wind, like you see sometimes on commercials where the wind goes through that, it's the underneath part of the bridge, the overpass, where it just goes through it. And that's what I did. It was a very strange deal. Boom, it passes through. That's it. No problem, no damage, no nothing. But then, going back to the town where it touched down, there was incredible damage. And that's when I really understood the meaning of what a twister can do, how it can rip up a street in an instant and yet not touch the other side. All right, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! I love Homer Simpson still after all these years. How many years has it been? How many years has The Simpsons been on? Isn't it like 20? Almost 20 is crazy. You just never tire of the guy. You still see him all over the place when you go shopping and you see animated creatures and characters and whatnot and lunchboxes. You still see The Simpsons. Isn't that how it goes? I'm a brutal singer. All right, let's take our first one. As predicted, Jake in Austin. He emails all the shows, so I know. Emails all my shows. Jake says, Kate, heard you talking not too long ago about the government bailout of GM and Chrysler. I heard you mention Ford, and I second your emotion on Ford. Good for them that they didn't take the money and just did it on their own. So here's the deal. Why were the automakers in this position in the first place? Do you think it was the unions? Is that why? The overpaid unions. That's what I'm thinking. $14 billion, that's what you and I are going to get stiffed. It's just not right. What money are we getting if we get in trouble? Who's bailing us out? It is the question that everybody continues to ask. And why not? At the end of the day, the government owns 500 million GM shares. They can sell when the time is ripe. And what about this one factoid, even though I think they shouldn't have been bailed out, the fact that all those people would have lost jobs? Yeah, I said that. I mean, there's the other part of it that, of course, we like, that the people who have put their hard work and, you know, their tears and their blood, their sweat, everything into these plants, they're not getting jammed. They didn't get jammed up on this. Their jobs were saved. I don't know how many would have been lost. You know, they keep estimating, and of course you can pull a number out of the air, but they're saying it might have been 2.5 million, you know, ultimately. Who knows? However, it's this idea of the bailout, and now, oh, the auto industry, these two companies, they're really on the straight and narrow. Good things are going to happen. Come on. They didn't pay back the whole loan. Do you get to pay back half a loan? Have you ever had a loan? Any loan, student loan, whatever, where they just said forget about it. You don't have to pay it back. You're just terrific because you've been paying some of it back. Or there's no timeline on it. Come on. All right, here we move to our next one. And this one is from Juju. Juju says, thumbs down to what's happening with GM and Chrysler. Kate, if they want to celebrate the fact that these two companies paid back the money or some of the money, it needs to be the whole amount, for goodness sake. Yeah, that was my point. The problem is, if you're going to flaunt it, and then you're going to go and tour and bang your chest like Tarzan and say how great you are for doing this bailout, all right, that's okay. Except for that, it really needs to be the whole amount. It's, you're still at a loss for the $14 billion. Hey, is it true? Do you, if you switch that around and say, well, wouldn't you rather have some of this? Okay, so it's good that it's not $80 billion that we're on the hook for, but it's still not good. It's not all paid off. It has to be paid off. I mean, not. It's just you can't be halfway in between there and then say, boy, we're really on the right. This is really the right track. I mean, they've really turned things around. Yes, when they've paid it all off. How about that? I think that's a fair thing to say. Okay, I got this one from Little Louie. Hello, Kate Delaney. I know you better as the sports princess. I enjoy when you do sports shorts, by the way. I think you should do that more often on the show and mix it in. Just my two cents, as you like to say. I heard you mention in a previous show something about the F-16s scrambling. What was the deal there with that flight? Yeah, you know, I talked about this. There was a flight that had to go back to D.C. There were a couple of F-16s that were sent after the flight. It was a United flight because you had an argument between two passengers. You know what it was over? Oh, this is just typical, isn't it? The reclining seat. It ended up becoming a brawl. So the United Airlines flight had 144 people on it. And I didn't even realize this. It took off from Dulles International. I knew that. But it was going to Ghana, so they whipped it back around. Oh, wouldn't you just hate that if you're a passenger on that? First of all, when the whole brawl thing happens, you hear arguing, yelling, and stuff going on, it kind of scares you, right? But the fact that you got to flip around because of these two idiots. So, as a precaution, they scrambled the jets up from Andrews. And that's what they're there for. The jets are on standby to help if there's any disturbances. Of course, that's only been around since September 11, 2001, and the worries over a terrorist on a plane. My, oh, my. If somebody pushes the seat back, politely ask them again and again and again, could they, it's just too far back, would you mind moving it? Look, I'll buy you a drink. I got some extra peanuts, I'll give them to you. Just move the bloody seat up.